I can't convince you, and never would I try to convince you to make that decision for Christ, because it's a personal decision. It's one that you have to make on your own. That's why we call it a personal relationship with God, because we're all at a different place in our lives. And it's so special to be able to make that. Will things automatically change and make everything wonderful, wonderful? I remember the day in July the 21st, 1986, when I finally surrendered to the Lord, and I thought, wow, my life's going to be great. It wasn't long after that I got fired. It wasn't long after that I had a financial challenge. And it wasn't, but I kept my eyes, because I remember what it said in Joel, that God will restore what the locusts ate away. And I hung on to that for years. And God did restore. And he did allow me to answer my call to go into ministry. And I've been very grateful for that. I'm not qualified to stand behind this holy desk. The only thing that makes me qualified is I know that I know that I know that God is real. And that's what I want to do. That's what I feel is, I don't come to preach. I try to come to encourage, because we all have challenges in our life. So sometimes we make a first-time decision, and that's important. But sometimes we just have to repent, because we get off the track. We look back, and our trail has been this way, and we got to say, Lord, I need to repent. Forgive me for all my shortcomings. And I want you to continue to be in my life and fill me full of your grace, your love, and your Holy Spirit. And we thank you for that today. Thank you, Father, for this little church. And hope and pray that somewhere along the line that you can encourage somebody else. We're a little bit like Johnny Appleseed that went through the Northeast planting seeds for apple trees. Because we can only plant seeds of God's grace and love in our life. And sometimes we don't really know who we're sharing things with, or who we tell, or what we say that might germinate into their life and produce fruit. I've been honored and blessed to allow me to lead people to Christ. Not for anything that I did, but something that somebody else did. And that seed finally germinated one day. I said, Preacher, would you lead me in that prayer that I hear so much about? I know I'm a sinner. I know I need a Savior. And Jesus, if you are everything that they say that you are, and that your word says that you are, then I want you to be part of my life. We're seed planters, and we're grateful to do that. Just look back at all the seeds that's been planted by this little fellowship since 1834. Not too many years after our country was founded. The freedom, the joy, and the peace from that little pond down the road. Brush Arbor meeting, as it was. People coming from all around in horse and buggy to encourage one another, to share God's word, and to learn to love one another and to care for one another. I think sometimes in those early days, we have missed a lot of the fellowship. People's barn would burn down, or something would happen, and people from all around would come and get that barn built back up in a day. That's what we're all about. Sharing God's love. In Jesus' precious name, all of God's children say, Amen.